How to understand the relationship between your body and food. That's a subject we're going to concentrate on for the next few moments with Dolores. She's in now. In England, you see, more than 60% of adults are overweight or obese. Nobody wants to be fat, particularly. So why do we eat too much? And then why do we go on diets? And then why do we lose a bit of weight? And then why do we put it all back on again? That's what this is all about. Oxford-based she is, Dolores O'Malley. It's a lovely name, that. She wants to help answer those questions. She's running a 10-week course to help people understand their relationship with food and their body. Dolores, hello.
Hi there.
Lovely name.
Thank you very much, yes.
Yes. Have we become a heavyweight nation, and is this what it's all about, really?
Not just a heavyweight nation, this is a worldwide epidemic. Certainly, as you've quoted, 6% in Britain, Oxford itself, they have 25% of adults in Oxford overweight, and there's an estimate that unless we embrace this properly, that by 2026, there'll be up to 45%, I think, of our adults will be overweight and clinically obese.
Yeah, but I mentioned, didn't I, just a few moments ago, that vicious circle of, well, it's the new year, we diet, and then we lose a bit, and then we put it back on, yeah, and then we choose something else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you break that vicious circle, do you think?
Yeah, one of the things that this course is aimed at is to help people look at that, what I call the diet binge cycle. Ah. You know, you start off with all the good intentions to look after your body, both physically through the food you take and exercise. I think I read a paper the other day that was saying something like, by the end of January, most of us have broken those good intentions. Yeah. But it goes beyond that for some people. This is a lifestyle for some people, particularly people who've carried weight for a very long time. Their obese pattern requires them to feel bad about themselves, so they try to make an intervention like go on a diet, which for a short time can be very successful.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the old messages about themselves, their self-worth, kicks in, and food becomes a comfort for them.
Emotional eating.
Emotional eating. That's what this course is all about. It's about helping people understand why they're using food to probably solve other problems in their life.
Oh, OK. You see, this 10-week course, it's not a diet club. It's not Weight Watchers, is it? It's you're into psychotherapy. Psychotherapy is your game. What do you do then during these courses? Yeah. What's your intention over the 10 weeks? And who should be interested in going, do you think?
Sure. Well, I'll start with that last question. I think the people who should be interested in going are the people who've had long-term difficult problems with food. And with some people, I was talking to a guy the other day, from the age of 7, he's known that he's been overweight and he's now in his late 40s, struggling with that issue. And it's not just people who are overweight, people who binge around food, and also people not anorexics. We're not that level of intervention, so I want to be very clear about that. Yeah. That's a much more medical level.
Yes, of course it is.
But people who understand that they use food beyond the need for hunger and nutrition. And sometimes socially, I think food is very much part of our social interaction as well.
Okay.
So that was the last bit of the question.
The first bit of the question
is
what do you do it?
Yeah,
do you cure people? Is cure the right word?
Oh,
no.
This is not something. I mean, what it is, it's going to be a way for people who've never looked at it like from a psychological perspective to find a safe environment. Huge amounts of shame about your body. Generally, but particularly very public shame at the moment about being overweight. If you look at some of the TV programmes that are out there, they're based on boot camp mentality and public shaming. A very difficult subject, an incredibly sensitive subject for a lot of people. This is going to be a safe place where people will be introduced to a particular form of psychological thinking called transactional analysis. For any of you that want to know more about that, I'm quite happy to talk about that. But it's based on the fact of educating people about some of those internal messages that we carry about ourselves. Begin to understand them, raise awareness for yourself, and they're unique to everybody. So, you know, there's no one fix, quick fix here. It's unique to everybody. And then in that awareness process, begin to support people how they can intervene that before that thought comes into their head, replace it with a new thought, which may interrupt that pattern where you might normally reach to food to comfort that problem.
So you're going to sit down and you're going to re-educate us by talking to us?
Some of it is talking therapy. And one of the women who I talked to about joining the course, she's been in a situation where she's been in therapy, one-to-one therapy.
Really?
And through the talking process has lost 3 stone. You know?
Really? So, are you serious? That can happen, can it?
I think if people are very committed to the process of understanding why they use food for something else other than nutrition and healthy eating and socialising,
yes,
then yes, people can genuinely look at that relationship and begin to find that they have other needs in life other than food.
Okay, you can't cure us, but you can change our relationship between our body and our food. Or is it our mind and our food?
Well, I mean, I don't separate the two. Our mind is part of our body, yeah. So absolutely it's part of our thinking. And it's about our self-beliefs, of not just our self-beliefs, but also society's beliefs and attitudes about what the perfect body should be all about.
Yeah.
And actually begin to break some of those down and give us some space to find out what we want in life beyond food.
How long have you been interested in this field, Dolores?
It's been a personal interest for me all my life.
Yeah.
I've been somebody who's, this is very close to my heart.
Yes.
And I've been involved in the learning and the therapeutic learning about this for the last 4 years, particularly working with a woman called Kathy Leach, who has actually written quite a lot of this from the transactional analysis model. And so she trained me on this model, and I have worked with her in a professional capacity myself. So.
Yeah. Do you have a personal interest? Have you been through this food, emotional
absolutely.
Eating? Have you?
Oh,
You've
yeah. It's something that myself, you know, I've done that yo-yo dieting
have
that
you?
People have talked about. I've carried weight from a very early age in my life, something that I have struggled with like everybody. I've put some weight on, I've lost it, I've gone back. And it was only in the last, well, it's been the last 10 years that I've really seriously begun to look at this relationship and actually begin to look at it and change it fundamentally. At a base level that, you know, is beginning to build a different momentum in my life.
And you're confident you can pass that on to other people?
Absolutely, yeah. I believe that this is something, it's not going to be for everybody, this. You know, yeah. If you're somebody who wants to go on a diet, if diets work for you, that's great. But for the people who really want to say, no, there's something else going on here, and I need to understand what that something else is in my life, then this is the group for them.